WKJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Let's check some high school basketball scores from around the area last night. In boys high school hoops in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Atlantic defeating Red Oak 41-33. Creston got by Kemper Catholic on a late bucket 53-51. St. Albert, a non-conference winner over Shenandoah 56-47. In Western Iowa Conference boys play, it was Griswold over AHST 55-49. Missouri Valley topping Audubon 66-56. Riverside beat Trainer 56-45. Tri-Center, a winner over Underwood, 74-58. In the Rolling Hills Conference, Adair Casey, a winner over Exira EHK, 59-48. Glenn Ralston got by Cam, 44-35. Peyton Sherdan, a 45-23 winner over Orient Maxburg. Elsewhere around the region, boys hoops, it was Arweva beating Maple Valley, 46-40. Bedford, a winner over Corning, 71-30. Carroll beat Perry, 64-50. Thomas Jefferson downing Abraham Lincoln 62-49. Des Moines Christian topping Panorama 73-41. East Mills over Essex 57-41. Fremont Mills beat Heartland Christian 72-43. It was Guthrie Center over West Central Valley 57-27. IKM Manning topping Kingsley Pearson 60-38. Nottoway Valley beat Lennox 86-9. Sydney over Nishnabotna 47-45. South Page beat Stanton 63-52. Van Meter downing Coon Rapids Bayard 66-40. Villisca 82-51 winners over Clarinda Academy. In girls basketball last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Red Oak over Atlantic 51-39. Kemper Catholic edging Creston 48-46. In the Western Iowa Conference, Audubon beat Missouri Valley 56-40. Trainer over Riverside 66-38. Griswold beat AHST 38-35. In the Rolling Hills Conference, Adair Casey topping Exira EHK 44-31. Cam over Glidden Ralston 52-31. Also around the region in girls hoops, it was Arweva 42-29 over Maple Valley. Boyer Valley beat Logan Magnolia 44-26. Abraham Lincoln over Thomas Jefferson 69-11. Fremont Mills beat Heartland Christian 50-20. IKM Manning a 76-24 winner over Kingsley Pearson. Nottoway Valley defeats Lennox 61-39. Perry over Carroll 61-40. Van Meter beat Coon Rapids Bayard 35-18. Villisca 78-14 winners over Clarinda Academy, while West Central Valley beat Guthrie Center 43-21. Well, defense allowed the Iowa Hawkeyes to take command in the waning minutes of the opening half, and they cruised past South Dakota last night, 87-63 in Iowa City.
Our pressure as the game went on was very effective, and we got some turnovers, we got some runouts, and that's really the reason why we extended the lead in both halves. We got it to double digits at halftime because of the press, and we got it to 20 because of the press.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. Sophomore forward Aaron White led the Hawkeyes with 21 points, including 7 of 11 from the field.
You know, he just found a way against the matchup. He seemed like he was always open. He was open high, he was open low, he was open on the wing, or he would go make a play for somebody else. And then also, you know, at the point of the press. So I'm thrilled with him and his development.
Overall, the Hawkeyes had a good shooting night, but they do continue to struggle from the three-point line, going just 2-for-16.
You know, we still shot, you know, 47% in the first half and 45% for the game. Would like to have shot more than 2-for-16 or better than 2-for-16, but we did get to the free throw line. We got to the free throw line 19 times, made 17. That's terrific. And I am confident our three-point shooting will be fine.
Iowa improves to 7-2 with that victory last night. Iowa State overcame a sluggish start as the Cyclones got by Florida Gulf Coast 83-72 in Hilton Coliseum. Corey Lucius had 17 points and 9 assists last night to lead the Cyclones, while Melvin Edgem added 14 points and a dozen rebounds.
And we knew it was going to be a difficult game. You know, I wasn't real thrilled with our preparation today at shoot around. I didn't think our focus was great. And that carries over, you know, and if you're going to be a great team, you got to have effort, intensity, and everything that you do.
That's Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg, who did not feel his team was ready at the outset.
We did not come out play the right way early. They exposed us on some things. Starting with the first play of the game, we knew what they were going to run, and it came off and got a wide-open shot on Will. He ran into a screen. You know, and that was the start of a very mediocre first half.
Hoiberg says that Florida Gulf Coast may not be a household name when it comes to college basketball, but the Eagles have a pretty solid team.
They beat Miami, and then Miami beat Michigan State. So they've had some good wins, and they hung in there with Duke, and you know, had it very close in the second half with a solid St. John's team. So you know, they have good actions and good players, and you know, that's a team that's going to compete for their league championship.
Iowa State is now 6-2 on the season with last night's victory. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, number 3 Michigan beat Western Michigan 73-41. It was 5th ranked Louisville over College of Charleston 80-38. Number 8 Arizona taming Southern Miss 63-55. 12th rated Missouri beat Southeast Missouri 81-65. Number 13 Illinois over Western Carolina 72-64. 14th ranked Minnesota beat South Dakota State 88-64. 15th ranked Georgetown over Texas 64-41. Number 21 UNLV topping Portland 68-60, and 25th ranked North Carolina State over UConn 69-65. Well, Ken Trickey, a former basketball coach at Iowa State, Oral Roberts, and other schools, died on Tuesday. He was 79. ORU President Mark Rutland said in a statement announcing Trickey's death that the coach's exciting basketball program helped the university become better known throughout the country. Trickey led Oral Roberts to the round of 8 in the NCAA tournament in 1974 and was the school's wins leader until Scott Sutton passed him last year. Trickey had a 214-116 record in 2 stints at ORU from 1969 to 74 and from 1987 to 93. Trickey played at Middle Tennessee State and was coaching the Blue Raiders when they beat Oral Roberts 115-89. That convinced the Reverend Oral Roberts to pursue Trickey as his program's coach the following year. Trickey also coached at Oklahoma City University. In the NBA last night, it was Washington over Miami 105-101. Minnesota beat Philadelphia 105-88. Oklahoma City, a winner over Brooklyn 117-111. Indiana edging Chicago 80-76. Houston over the LA Lakers 107-105. And Memphis in overtime, a 108-98 winner over Phoenix. Well, a pair of struggling SEC football programs have found new head coaches. Auburn has hired Gus Malzahn, who was offensive coordinator during the Tigers' 2010 national championship run, but spent last season at Arkansas State in his first college head coaching position. His Red Wolves finished 9-3. Auburn was looking for a coach to revive a program that made an unprecedented fall 2 years after winning a national title with Cam Newton operating Malzahn's high-powered offense to perfection. Auburn fired Gede Chizik a day after the Tigers completed a 3-9 season. A Wisconsin coach, Brett Bielema, has agreed to become the new coach at Arkansas, taking over a program that stumbled from scandal into an awful season that had begun with hopes of challenging for a national championship. Bielema has agreed to a deal between 5 and 7 years with the Razorbacks, according to a person familiar with it. It was first reported by Yahoo Sports. The 42-year-old coach went 68-24 in 7 seasons with the Badgers. Arkansas was 21-5 in 2010 and 11, but went 4-8 this season under John L. Smith. He replaced Bobby Petrino earlier this year after a scandal in which Petrino hired his mistress to work in the school's football department. Also in college football news, Boston College has hired Steve Adazio away from Temple to be the Eagles' next football coach. The Connecticut native went 13-11 in 2 seasons with the Owls, including 4-7 last season. Adazio replaces Frank Spaziani, who was fired after 4 seasons and a 22-29 record at BC. Also, Tulsa has fired its athletic director a week after he was named in a federal investigation into an alleged bookie in Oklahoma City. University President Stedman Upman released a statement Tuesday night saying that he's terminated Ross Parmley effective immediately. A Kansas City police say Chiefs linebacker Jovan Belcher spent some of his final hours sleeping in his car outside an apartment building waiting for someone he described as his girlfriend. The apartment complex is about 10 miles from the Kansas City home that Belcher shared with 22-year-old Cassandra Perkins, the mother of their 3-month-old daughter Zoe. The 25-year-old Belcher shot Perkins at their home Saturday morning before driving to Arrowhead Stadium, where he committed suicide in the practice facility's parking lot. Police spokesman Darren Snapp says the officers who spoke to Belcher at about 2:50 a.m. Saturday determined that he didn't have any outstanding warrants. He says Belcher made a phone call and that a few minutes later a woman led him into the building. Hours after that, Belcher shot and killed Perkins and then drove to Arrowhead Stadium and killed himself in the parking lot in front of team officials. Well, the Chicago Bears might have to make their playoff push without the services of their top defensive player. Linebacker Brian Urlacher acknowledges that he could miss the rest of the regular season because of a hamstring injury, meaning that he might have played his last game with the Bears since his contract is up after the season. In an interview Tuesday with Fox Chicago, Urlacher says doctors tell him he could be out 2 to 4 weeks, 3 could be 4. The Chicago Tribune citing sources reported earlier in the day that he was expected to miss three games and possibly the rest of the regular season because of a grade 2 right hamstring strain. Urlacher came up lame in coverage on the second-to-last snap Sunday in an overtime loss to Seattle. In other NFL news, Steelers coach Mike Tomlin says Ike Taylor's streak of playing in 135 straight NFL games will end on Sunday when Pittsburgh hosts San Diego. The veteran cornerback sustained a fractured right ankle in last weekend's 23-20 win over Baltimore. He'll likely be out for at least a couple of weeks. Tomlin is optimistic that Ben Roethlisberger's sprained right shoulder will be good enough to play for the first time in nearly a month, but he says it's too early in the week to tell whether his star quarterback will be available against the Chargers. New England has placed receiver Julian Edelman on injured reserve with an unspecified foot injury suffered in Sunday's win over Miami. The Patriots signed Dante Stallworth in his place. Washington Redskins cornerback Cedric Griffin has been suspended 4 games without pay for violating the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing substances. Griffin will be eligible to return to the active roster on December 31st. The Miami Dolphins have placed left tackle Jake Long on injured reserve because of a left triceps injury, ending his season and perhaps his tenure with the team. The perennial Pro Bowl pick and number one overall choice in the 2008 draft was hurt in Sunday's loss to New England. Long might have played his final game for Miami because he can become an unrestricted free agent this winter. The Detroit Lions put wide receivers Titus Young and Ryan Broyles on injured reserve. Broyles needs right knee surgery, and Young has been inactive for the last 2 games after what coach Jim Schwartz called unacceptable behavior in a game against Green Bay last month. Arizona's released Todd Heap, bringing an end to the former All-Pro tight end's 2-season injury plague time in the desert. The former first-round pick appeared in only 2 games this season and in 12 over his time with the Cardinals. The Seattle Seahawks have cut wide receiver Braylon Edwards, who had just 8 receptions for 74 yards and a touchdown in 10 games. The Seahawks also play starting left guard James Carpenter on the season-ending reserve non-football illness list. And the father of Raiders coach Dennis Allen has passed away. The team says former NFL linebacker Grady Allen died at the age of 66 from cardiac arrest. Well, the Boston Red Sox have a new center fielder, and the Washington Nationals are close to adding another piece to their starting rotation. Free agent Shane Victorino and the Red Sox worked out a 3-year deal worth $39 million. Victorino stole a career-high 39 bases last season, but hit only .255 with 11 homers and 55 RBIs in time with the Phillies and the Dodgers. A person familiar with the talks tells the Associated Press that free agent pitcher Dan Heron and the Washington Nationals are close to completing a 1-year deal for $13 million. Heron was 12-13 with a 4.33 ERA and 30 starts for the Angels this last season. World Series champion San Francisco Giants kept National League Championship Series MVP Marco Scudero, giving the second baseman a $20 million 3-year contract. The Texas Rangers and injured closer Joaquin Soria have worked out a 2-year, $8 million contract with the club option for 2015. The 2-time All-Star with Kansas City is recovering from Tommy John surgery that caused him to miss all of last season. And in golf news, Rory McIlroy has been voted the PGA Tour Player of the Year by his fellow competitors. The 23-year-old from Northern Ireland won 4 times on the U.S. Tour this year, including the PGA Championship for his second major title. McIlroy also won the PGA Tour Money title and the Vardon Trophy for the lowest scoring average. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.